It's a Pac-12 Big 12 showdown in the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio. David Shaw's Stanford team won the Pac-12 North. They're 9-4. Gary Patterson's Horned Frogs, they fell to Oklahoma in the Big 12 title game. They're 10-3. These teams last faced off in 2008. TCU won that game 31-14.
Yeah, they did, and this game kicks off on December 28th, 9 o'clock on ESPN. That game you mentioned, that was Jim Harbaugh's first year. He's now in Michigan. Patterson's still at TCU. It's hard to believe he's in his 17th year. TCU was in the Alamo Bowl 2 years ago. The Frogs were down 31-0 at halftime. They came back and put that game in overtime and beat Oregon 47-41 in three OTs.
I remember turning that game off because it was so out of hand, and all of a sudden I look at the score and I'm trying to flip back over there and get back in just in time for overtime. That game was tied for one of the biggest comebacks in bowl history. I don't think we're likely to see 87 points on the scoreboard in this one. TCU, considered by most to be the best defense in the Big 12, only allowed 17 points per game, and Stanford gave up 21 a game this season. Cardinal running back Bryce Love finished second in the Heisman voting despite having to play injured much of the year. Love led Power 5 running backs with just a tad under 2,000 yards rushing.
Look, that kid's as solid and as tough as they come. So many times I saw him go to the sideline, he would get that ankle taped and retaped and come right back in the next play. TCU, they have a dynamic player under center, Kenny Hill. He's inconsistent, but he still accounted for 25 touchdowns. And the Frogs' offense averaged 33 points a game. The biggest difference I see from 2016 to this year is the TCU defense is back to stopping the run and making teams one-dimensional. Frogs are eighth in the country in rush D.
Yes, it's going to be strength on strength, that Cardinal run game versus the TCU run D. TCU had five players named first team Big 12 on the defense. And those five Big 12 all-conference defensive players, they're going to get a chance to see Bryce Love pretty healthy because he's had nearly 4 weeks to heal up, should be closer to full speed.
Yeah, and if he's healthy, he could also be a factor in the return game. When I look back to TCU's recent bowl history, their last nine bowl games, all of them were competitive. Eight of their last nine bowl games were decided by 7 points or fewer. A couple of trends to note, Stanford's covered six of their last eight bowl games. TCU's only covered two of their last eight bowl games.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back and take a look at the Cotton Bowl, USC and Ohio State.
Don't want no cloudy morning. Won't you hear what I say?